The busy coast of Karachi sat nestled between the enormous ocean and the rest of Pakistan. Each morning, little Zoya loved nothing more than to go to the water's edge. She would wash her face and her hands and her feet in the cool blue sea, then dip her shell comb in it to smooth down her long, dark hair. Elsewhere, along the seashore, other people would come too. Children would splash in the waves, while fishermen would throw out their hand-woven nets and haul in a load of fish to feed their families or sell in the market. Everywhere she looked, little Zoya saw that the sea was an important part of their lives. That is, until the day the sea looked bigger. As she hurried to the water early that morning, little Zoya saw that something wasn't quite right. The beautiful blue water was brown and muddy. There was an odd smell about it, and it moved too quickly. The wide, flat rock where little Zoya usually sat to wash her face was almost covered up, the sea reaching its hands out as if to grab the rock and carry it away.
"The sea is rising! The sea is rising!"
little Zoya cried out to anyone who would listen.
"Don't be silly. The sea has been a part of the world since time began," some of the villagers said, laughing at her. "It cannot rise. That would be like saying these trees could rise up and walk."
"I'm telling you, the sea is rising,"
she insisted, but no one listened.
"Little Zoya, you must tell the truth," they said sternly before walking away.
The next day, little Zoya went to the sea again. This time, the flat rock was gone, swallowed up by the water. Some of the trees where fishermen would sit in the shade were already surrounded, their branches drooping down and touching the rippling water.
"Father, we're in danger. The sea is rising," she said as she ran into the house.
But her father shook his head.
"Little Zoya, you have such an imagination. No one is in danger. The sea has always risen and fallen, depending on how much rain there is and how the tides are."
"But Father, this time it's different. It's rising too fast. The rocks along the shore are gone, and it's even reaching the trees. What will we do?"
Her father only smiled at her and patted her head.
"It will be fine. Besides, it isn't nice to say things that aren't true. Go help your mother while I finish my work."
Little Zoya hung her head sadly, but she did as she was told. She knew something was different this time, but even her father didn't seem to believe her. It was as if no one wanted to see it, and no one wanted to listen.
"I believe you," little Zoya's friend Samira said. "I know you wouldn't say anything that isn't true. And besides, I could see it for myself. The sea is rising."
"Why won't anyone listen?"
little Zoya cried, but Samira could only shake her head. By the next day, the flowers that grew among the grasses past the shore were all gone. The water reached all the way to the first row of houses. Little Zoya ran through the streets, knocking on doors and warning people.
"The sea is rising! The sea is rising!"
At every house, people just laughed or shook their heads at her. Some of them actually seemed angry.
"Why are you bothering us with this silliness?" they would ask before closing the door.
"Little Zoya, come here,"
her father called out.
"People are complaining to me that you're shouting nonsense. You must always tell the truth. The sea isn't rising."
Little Zoya sat down on a tree stump, one that wasn't covered with water, that is, and thought about what to do. No one wanted to listen, but how could she make them see when it was already right in front of them? Little Zoya gathered all of her friends. She brought them down to the sea and pointed at the murky water. Even as she spoke, the water seemed to be coming closer. It crept up the steep slope until they had to leap back to avoid getting splashed.
Look! Look with your own eyes! The sea is rising!
She called out. Her friends all nodded. Some of them were trembling with fear.
What do we do, little Zoya? The sea is rising,
they wailed.
We must make our parents understand, but how?
Little Zoya thought for a while. It felt good to know her friends believed her, but what could they do against a flood? They were only children. They had to make the grown-ups believe, too.
They might not listen to us, she thought. But that doesn't mean we can't be prepared. We need to find all the boats in the village and make sure they're tied up where the water can't carry them away, she said.
And three of her friends raced off to see the boats. More friends stepped up and asked for instructions.
We need to make sure all of the food is safe and that we can carry it in the boats. Can you do that?
One by one, her friends all hurried to help. Some of them gathered all the bags they can find and began to fill them with sand. Together, they built a little wall between the sea and the houses. It was hard work, and many of the people stopped to make fun of them. But soon, one woman stepped out of the group. She pointed at the sea and said,
"Wait, what do you see out there?"
Everyone was quiet as they stared at the water. Some of them pressed their hands to their mouths in fright. Others gasped.
The sea is rising! The sea is rising!
They began to yell. Little Zoya rolled her eyes.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, she said,
overjoyed that the others finally understood.
We're sorry we didn't listen,
one man said. What do we do now?
Quickly, everyone began to hurry about, gathering up supplies and carrying their belongings to the boats. The people worked together to make sure all of the food was safely stored high above the water. Other people helped make sure all of the children and grandparents were able to get to safety. Through it all, little Zoya stood guard at the edge of the sea. She watched as wave after wave surged closer, making it rise higher and higher.
It's time! We must leave, she said.
But she became sad once again. No one listened.
We don't need to go anywhere,
someone replied.
We did everything you said to do. Our food is far away from the water, and the children are high up in that house over there. Besides, we're tired from all of this work. We just want to get back to normal. We'll be fine.
Little Zoya covered her face with her hands and started to cry. She had tried so hard to make everyone understand, and for a little while they did. But now, no one wanted to listen.
No,
little Zoya's father shouted, putting his arm around her shoulders.
The only reason our village was ready is because of my daughter. If she says the danger isn't over, then I believe her. We're leaving now, and anyone who stays behind is taking a very big chance.
The people began to mutter among themselves. It was one thing when a little girl was shouting nonsense, but now some of the adults were agreeing with her. Could they really be in danger? What should they do?
I say we listen to little Zoya. She's right. Anyone with eyes can see the ocean isn't supposed to be this high. My family will be leaving the village with her family,
one woman called out, waving for her husband to come closer.
My family's going too,
another woman cried.
Mine too,
a man called out. Little Zoya smiled with relief as the rest of the villagers joined in. Together, they carried everything they could on their backs, or strapped to their donkeys, camels, and horses. They walked high up into the mountains where they knew they would be safe. Sadly, they watched for days as the water continued to rise. The sea soon spread out over everything, covering every house. Some people cried as they thought about their ruined homes, but others patted them gently and reminded them that they were all safe. That was all that mattered.
"I'm sorry that I didn't believe you, little Zoya,"
her father said, sitting down and pulling her close beside him.
"If I had listened sooner, if we all had listened sooner, we might have been able to save more of our things. Because we didn't, we only have the few things we could carry."
"All that matters is that we're here now, and that we're together," little Zoya answered, looking up at him with a smile.
"I promise you, we will listen the first time from now on," he said proudly.
And little Zoya knew that was the truth. The end. Thank you for listening to a Barely Bear production.